Hi, this is a follow visit dictation. Name of the patient, Dion Alexander. D like Detroit, E-O-N. Last name is Alexander, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R, Alexander. Date of birth is 12-5-1989. Date of accident 4-27-2022. Date of service is 1-20-2022. Mr. Dion Alexander is suffering from various symptoms, allegedly as a result of an automobile accident. In this accident, he hit four cars and the front driver's side. It was a four-car accident, as a result of which he started having headaches, some symptoms of TBI like nightmares, blurred vision, loss of vision field, vomiting, and lack of focus. Was seen at St. John Hospital in Moras on the day of accident. X-ray and CT scans were found negative. Subsequently, patient was found to complaining of pain in the right shoulder with limitation of raising the arm to 170 degrees in abduction without pain, but pain in the middle back and lower back was extreme, some pain in the neck. Currently, the pain level is now between 4 and 5. He also started having pain in the left knee as well as left leg and left ankle. That is also now 3 to 4. And right sacroiliac joint is also painful, according to him. At this time, the patient is undergoing physical therapy since the beginning of the time. And he has got almost 70 to 80% improvement, and the pain is now not affecting the ADLs except in the area of relationship with people, which is 7. The rest are not important. Or in the system review, neurology and patient does have mild headaches, which are 4 or 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and there were no headaches in the last 30 days. Hence, it is substantially improved. There is no associated dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout, seizures. There is no history of confusion, disorientation, or loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, loss of memory. The patients complain of nightmares, poor performance, low balance, and some difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness, patient has history of lower stiffness, shoulder stiffness on the right side, along with pain in the right shoulder and lower back pain. He has mild pain in the left knee and left ankle and foot. And there is no slight difficulty walking, although he is not using any cane. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, and in the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. When respiratory, there is no coughing, asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, the pain level has remained the same. Overall, 70% pain has got better. In the last 30 days, there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history. Patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 123 over 81. And the general review remains the same. Please copy and paste from previous visit of 12-5-2022, dictation number 1208-058. The musculature examination is completely normal. The musculoskeleton examination reveals that inspection palpation is completely normal. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is present. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity, none is present. And the range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 30. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Dermot test is negative, distraction test is negative, Sotohal test is negative, myelopathy signs are negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test negative, Slum test negative. In the lumbar spine, Bogdanski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg rest is negative, Bregar test negative, Kemp test negative, Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, there is no tenderness of either of the sacroiliac joint, although slight pain is mentioned on the right sacroiliac joint by the patient, but the testing for sacroiliac joints is negative. Cerebral test negative, Gonsalan test negative, distraction test, iliac compression test, and standing flexion test is negative. Extremities examination is completely normal, and all the extremities, including right shoulder, right wrist, right knee, they're all normal, normal range of motions, no deficit, no motor deficit, motor power is normal, grips are normal, the range of motions are normal, no leg length discrepancies noticed, the gait is normal. Diagnosis is from the previous visit, plan of care. The patient is provided a last physical therapy. As he has recovered remarkably, the rest of the therapy should continue at his home. For this month, he'll continue his therapy at the left knee and in the lower back only. And with the rest of the areas have recovered, he is able to do 180 degrees of abduction without any major crisis. And with traction and massage and aqua therapy, the patient is advised about home therapy, yoga and exercise. Swimming pool, water aerobics are advised. He has been released to work for light duty, 7 hours, 7 days, at 7 pounds. Thank you. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. If he didn't show up, then he'll be discharged. Thank you.